10:36, 24 before the hour of 9 o'clock. Last week, St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner filed charges against local attorneys Mark and Patricia McCloskey for pulling guns on radical BLM protesters who broke into their gated community and threatened to kill them and their dog. Now she's under fire for hiding international and national travel from local authorities, as is required to disclose by law. George Soros was Kim Gardner's biggest donor. Mm-hmm. That might sound familiar because Marilyn Mosby, our state's attorney, also is coming under fire for international travel. And joining us now on our Newsmaker Hotline is Fox 45 investigative reporter Joy LaPola. Joy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. So you did a piece on 45 regarding the money machine behind Marilyn Mosby's foreign travels. Is there a George Soros connection?
Well, what we found is when you look at Marilyn Mosby's travels over just, let's just say, the past 2 years, 2018, 2019, she's taken about 23 trips. Of those 23, the majority of them, seven, have been sponsored by this so-called project. It's Fair and Just Prosecution. And what I can tell you we discovered is that some George Soros-backed organizations directly finance this project, and it's this project that is sponsoring a lot of the trips that the Baltimore City State's Attorney has gone on in the past 2 years.
Well, Joy, you noted that there are seven of them, or is it 17 that have been sponsored directly by these individuals?
Seven. So 30%.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's around a full third.
Right. And no other organization that she's taken, this is free travel. And it's not just Fair and Just Prosecution. I mean, the Association of Prosecuting Attorneys, the Center for Court Innovation. There are other groups and organizations sponsoring this free travel. But this, no one is doing it at the rate that we're seeing Fair and Just Prosecution.
Again, we're talking with Fox 45 investigative reporter Joy LaPola. Joy, to your knowledge, did Marilyn Mosby disclose this foreign travel prior to the Baltimore Bruise report and your reporting on these trips?
She reported the travel, which she didn't report. Let me back up a little bit. When Marilyn Mosby filled out these forms, there's a clause that asks the official, would you like to be notified if someone looks at your records? She checked yes. So as soon as the Baltimore Bruise started looking into these records or ethics forms, she was tipped off. And it was at that point she amended them. And when she amended those, she brought in the travel business that she had created earlier in the year and did not disclose until a few weeks ago. So
Joy,
that was prompted.
Much of this seems unseemly at best. Is it illegal?
Is it illegal? I would say that would depend on, I mean, we know that the Baltimore City State's Attorney has requested the Inspector General of Baltimore City to look into her travel. We know that Kinji Scott, who is a city resident, has requested the State Prosecutor's Office to look into this matter, as well as the Ethics Commission. I think we're going to have to wait and see, because it's really unclear when you see how this organization was created. You have foundations that are donating to nonprofits that are then creating these spinoffs like Fair and Just Prosecution. So it's really hard to tell if anything illegal has happened. I think that we'll have to wait and see what these investigations determine.
Joy, how would this work? Would the folks that were sponsoring this travel, would they pay for the travel up front, or would Mosby pay and be reimbursed? How did that work?
Oftentimes when we're getting just some background on the answers that we receive from the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office, and I'm not the only journalist. I've spoken with other journalists who encounter this. The explanations, the statements, they change routinely. And so the last statement that I received from Marilyn Mosby's office indicated that these organizations covered the expenses. There was no reimbursement, according to the last statement that we received. But again, we were told, we were provided other explanations prior to that that just make you question, how is this, how do you not know how these funds were spent or how this free travel was financed? I would think that if you were keeping good records on this, it would be relatively easy to access that information and those answers.
Joy, what do these organizations get out of this? I mean, obviously, they're spending a fair bit of money so that she can travel wherever she wishes. I mean, after all, 23 trips in the last 24 months, that's a busy travel schedule. So, but what do they get out of this?
You get access, potential influence. I know in doing the research that I've done on just this subject matter, I've come across pieces of legislation that Marilyn Mosby was trying to get passed through the Maryland legislature that Fair and Just Prosecution was also backing and, sending letters of support to lawmakers. So that's what you get. That brings into question, who is the Baltimore City State's Attorney actually working for?
Fair enough.
Does she have the people of Baltimore, their best interests at heart, or is it an organization like Fair and Just Prosecution who, let's say down the road, Marilyn Mosby or any politician might be able to benefit from having their financial backing? So I think therein lies, you know, part of the problem here. And with so many unknowns, it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next couple of months.
That certainly will. Joy LaPola, Fox 45 investigative reporter. You can see her on Fox 45 and online at foxbaltimore.com. Joy, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you.